Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Frances Hines Griffith, Assistant Registrar at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 7, 1901, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a detailed account of the third annual agricultural conference held in the assembly rooms at the public buildings organized by the Imperial Department of Agriculture for the West Indies. The conference brought together colonial officials, scientists, and planters to discuss the future of agriculture across the British West Indies. The education sector was also strongly represented, with attendees including the headmasters of Harrison College, Barbados, and Queen's College, British Guiana, the principal of Queen's Royal College, Trinidad, as well as the inspector of schools for the Leeward and Windward Islands. This diverse group reflected the conference's key themes, which focused on the sugar industry, the role of education and training, and the establishment of experimental stations to test crops, soils, pests, and cultivation methods. There was also strong emphasis on agricultural reform through scientific farming aimed at improving productivity and resilience in the face of widespread crop diseases, as well as on the sharing of research-based knowledge. Another major theme was the need to diversify beyond sugar. Colonial officials recognized the risks of overdependence on a single crop and suggested others such as cacao, limes, onions, and rubber to strengthen economic stability. In his opening remarks, the acting governor, the Honorable R. Chapnis Williams, noted that Barbados spent approximately £175,000 annually on food imports, much of which could be produced locally. He further observed that the island's imports exceeded exports by nearly £2 million sterling, and highlighted the decline in sugar prices from £25 to £12 per ton, arguing that it was a suicidal policy to purchase dear American goods with cheap sugar. Although the sugar industry is no longer the mainstay of Caribbean economies and production has declined significantly, many of the challenges raised at the 1901 conference remain relevant today. Issues such as falling prices, increased competition, high production costs, major market shifts, including the loss of preferential access to EU and US markets, and rising food import bills, continue to be topics of discussion. Nevertheless, across the Caribbean, the agricultural sector continues to adapt through diversification, the development of niche products, and the growth of heritage tourism.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.